This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 130. For Wednesday, November 4th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts are stronger on Wednesday, recovering from losses earlier in the week. The January canola contract is up 5.30 at 545.80 per ton. The March contract is up 5.20 at 550.40 per ton. One trader said the unseasonably warm weather in the Canadian prairies is taking producers' focus away from selling canola, which is providing some support to prices. Advances in comparable vegetable oils also gave canola prices a boost, with nearby Chicago soy oil contracts posting gains of over half a cent at midday. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed were also stronger in overnight trade. The Canadian dollar was stronger at midday, capping further gains for canola. The dollar was around 76.2 U.S. cents due to comparable weakness in the U.S. dollar index. A number of states remain too close to call in the presidential race between Republican incumbent Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden, with many ballots still left to be counted. Biden was leading the overall popular vote, but the U.S. system will see the winner decided by the Electoral College. Soybean futures are stronger today. Official census export data confirmed September shipments were a record for the month, with 7.78 million tons of soybeans shipped. That was boosted by record-setting shipments to China, which totaled over 5 million tons. Corn futures are mixed today. The Energy Information Administration showed average daily ethanol production totaled 961,000 barrels last week. That was 20,000 barrels per day higher than the prior week's production rate. Official data showed just under 150 million bushels of soybean were shipped in September. Over a quarter of that were made to China. Wheat futures are stronger today. Monthly census export data showed 2.685 million tons of wheat were shipped in September. That was up by 5% from the previous month and about 25% higher than the same month last year. Accumulated wheat shipments total 9.86 million tons, which is about 37% of forecasts. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger today. The January soybean contract is up by 22 cents at 10.86 per bushel. December soy oil is up by about 6 tenths of a cent at 34.4 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up 8.50 at 385.70 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher, with the December contract up 4 cents at 405 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly stronger, with the December contract up half a cent at 2.96 per bushel. Wheat futures are mixed today. Chicago December is down 2 cents at 6.06. Kansas City December is up 2.5 cents at 5.59. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 5 cents in the December contract at 5.57. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 4th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.